The World This Week, Politics.
The UN issued a report on Afghanistan's economy. It predicted that GDP will shrink by 20% within a year. Foreign aid, which had accounted for 40% of GDP, has been sharply curtailed since the Taliban's military takeover in August. Their policy of making it hard for women to work makes the country poorer. Stopping girls from going to school will, in the long run, have an even worse economic effect. In the Philippines, an ally of the president, Rodrigo Duterte, withdrew from the presidential race. The exit of Christopher Bongo leaves the government without a candidate in May's election, though Mr. Duterte's daughter, Sara, is running for the separately elected post of vice president. Ferdinand Marcos Jr. is the front-runner for president. India's fertility rate fell below replacement level. An Indian woman can expect to have 2.0 children, down from roughly 6 in 1947. The country's population is now predicted to peak a decade earlier than previously expected, at perhaps 1.6 billion people in 30 years, and then to shrink. Russia and America traded angry words over Ukraine. Antony Blinken, the American Secretary of State, warned the Kremlin, which has been massing troops at the border with Ukraine, not to invade. If it does, he threatened economic sanctions rather than an American military response. A day earlier, Vladimir Putin had described any deployment of NATO troops or missiles in Ukraine as red lines for him. Talks on the future of the nuclear deal signed between Iran and six world powers resumed in Vienna. Joe Biden wants to revive the agreement, which his predecessor ditched 3 years ago. Western diplomats were guardedly optimistic after Iran agreed to discuss steps to come back into compliance with the deal. But international inspectors also reported that Iran was continuing its nuclear work. Back in Iran, big demonstrations rattled the regime. Riot police were deployed in the city of Isfahan, where thousands of residents protested about a lack of water. Locals say a long-running drought has been made worse by official bungling and the diversion of water to other cities. Conservationists flew 30 white rhinos from South Africa to Rwanda. It was the largest such airlift aimed at protecting the endangered animals.